Chapter 3, Complexity in the Cloud. Although the time we live in is arguably the most complex in human history, at least we have the advantage of using powerful technology to manage this complexity. During World War II, battlefield status and strategy was managed using strings and pushpins on a wall map. If you want to appreciate the challenge of complexity, I suggest a visit to the cabinet war rooms in the underground central London bunker from which Churchill and his generals managed the entire war effort. Yet there was one technology without which the outcome of World War II may have been entirely different. During the Battle of Britain in the spring and summer of 1940, England's Royal Air Force was outnumbered by a factor of 4-1, and its planes were technologically inferior to those of the German Luftwaffe. If you were to wager on the obvious, Britain did not stand a chance. But thanks to a network of 21 long-range radar stations, constructed in no small degree at Churchill's urging, the RAF knew when and where enemy planes were coming from. With this advantage, British pilots could lie in wait for German planes and then attack. Thanks to the efficient coordination between radar operators at Fighter Command and the RAF pilots, the tables were turned and Germany's air offensive was stymied. In September of 1940, Hitler called off Operation Sea Lion, his planned invasion of Great Britain. Praising the RAF pilots in a speech before the House of Commons, Churchill noted, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." Radar has made pivotal contributions to so much of military and civil transportation since that time. At its core, however, radar is nothing more than a means of separating important signals from unimportant ones, what engineers call filtering out the noise. Modern transportation would simply have been impossible without radar. The accuracy needed to handle the volume, the complexity, and the speed of air traffic, and the ability to foresee and predict weather patterns and conditions was essential to the modern age. But as air traffic increased, even radar was not enough. Satellite global positioning systems, what we call GPS today, and onboard collision avoidance also had to be woven into the fabric of aviation to handle greater complexity and greater risk. Ultimately, GPS technology, which was intended for very few, became part of everyday travel for anyone with a cell phone. The sensory cloud. The vast array of sensors and networks that we take for granted in predicting weather patterns.